He is going to grieve in Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's on his way to New York to call again for stronger gun control laws and meet victims' families days after a supermarket massacre.
My mom was laying on the ground. He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
His mother, Celeste Cheney, one of the 10 people murdered. 3 were wounded, almost all of them black. The accused gunman's a white 18-year-old.
Peyton Gendron, who is 18, practiced shooting from his car and traveled hours from his home in March to scout out the grocery store, according to diary entries he appears to have posted online. The Washington Post reviewed more than 600 pages of messages and reports that in February, Gendron picked Buffalo's Tops grocery store based on its local black population, identifying the store as, quote, Attack Area 1.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Sunday's church shooting in Laguna Woods, California, where one was killed, 5 injured, also being investigated as a hate crime targeting Taiwanese people. A shooting in Dallas, Texas's Koreatown section is also being probed as a hate crime. 3 women at a hair salon were wounded, a suspect arrested early this morning. Opening statements start this hour, putting Michael Sussman on trial in a case stemming from Special Counsel Durham's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe.
Sussman is charged with making a false statement to the FBI for allegedly telling former counsel James Baker he was not doing work for any client when he presented data that allegedly demonstrated ties between the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank, which has ties to the Kremlin. Durham alleges Sussman, after that meeting with the FBI, billed the Clinton campaign.
Fox's Brooke Singman. It's primary day in 5 states.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values.
Dr. Mehmet Oz in a close 3-way Republican Senate race with Dave McCormick and Kathy Barnett. Finland's parliament just approved joining NATO. Sweden's also taking steps to join the alliance following Russia's Ukraine invasion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A bill to provide more aid to Ukraine has cleared a hurdle in the Senate, getting 21 more votes than the 60 needed to advance it, teeing up a final vote later in the week. The House already okayed the $40 billion in weapons and humanitarian assistance. Now, an update on the month-long standoff in Mariupol, a city Russia's nearly destroyed.
Buses with hundreds of Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, taken to Russian-controlled territory. 53 were heavily wounded, and over 200 more were evacuated. They'll be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. Now, it's unclear how many Ukrainian fighters may be left in the tunnels of that steel plant.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, where Russia launched attacks overnight. Ukraine officials say one missile was shot down. In Germany, prosecutors are seeking a 5-year sentence for an accused ex-Nazi guard who's 101, charged with being an accessory to murders at a World War II concentration camp. In Georgia, the condemned killer of an 8-year-old girl has borrowed some more time, not hours away now from lethal injection.
The scheduled execution was set for Tuesday night for 68-year-old Virgil Presnell. He was convicted for killing the young girl and raping her 10-year-old friend after abducting them while they were walking home from school in 1976. Presnell's lawyer claimed her client has significant cognitive impairments that likely contributed to his crimes. She also claims Presnell suffered horrific abuse in jail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
We are paying record gas prices again today. Regular up 4 more cents this morning. AAA's national average now $4.52 per gallon. It is over $4 in every state for the first time. In six states, it's over $5 a gallon. Californians now paying $6.02. On Wall Street, we may see stocks surge at the opening bell. Dow futures are about 400 points higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.